With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trouble Wednesday in Minneapolis, where an ICE agent has shot and killed a motorist during the latest immigration crackdown. Federal officials called the 37-year-old woman's killing Wednesday an act of self-defense. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, though not a happy camper, says he has a message for the Trump administration.
And from here on, I have a very simple message. We do not need any further help from the federal government. To Donald Trump and Kristi Noem, you've done enough. There's nothing more important than Minnesotan safety. I've issued a warning order to prepare the Minnesota National Guard. We have soldiers in training and prepared to be deployed if necessary. I remind you, a warning order is a heads up for folks. And these National Guard troops are our National Guard troops.
Meanwhile, Kristi Noem says the Walz version is not correct, adding the woman who was shot by an ICE officer was to blame.
It was an act of domestic terrorism. What happened was our ICE officers were out in an enforcement action. They got stuck in the snow because of the adverse weather that is in Minneapolis. They were attempting to push out their vehicle, and a woman attacked them and those surrounding them and attempted to run them over and ram them with her vehicle.
In another video taken from a different angle, it is plain the motorist did try to hit the ICE officer and even bumped him. U.S. transportation officials say California will lose $160 million for delaying the revocations of 17,000 commercial driver's licenses for immigrants. The state notified those drivers in the fall that they would lose their licenses after a federal audit found a number of problems, including licenses for truckers and bus drivers that remained valid long after the visa expired. This is SRN News. Well, California bans book bans.
While a growing number of states are removing adult material from the children's sections of their public and school libraries, California is going in the opposite direction. The state has enacted a law that prevents the removal of books that, quote, include sexual content solely because of age from its libraries, even if parents request it. Another new California law will force health insurance to cover in vitro fertilization for gay couples. Michael Harrington reporting.
Millions of Christians around the world marked Epiphany Tuesday with gift-giving, the holiday also known as Three Kings Day and Theophany. It recalls the visit of the three wise men to the infant Jesus Christ and their sense of wonder at the encounter. It is also considered to be the 12th day after Christmas and closes the Christmas season. This is SRN News. The government out with its latest set of dietary guidelines. Here's Bob Agnew.
Federal health officials released the 2025 through 2030 U.S. dietary guidelines for Americans on Wednesday. They advise eating more whole foods and protein, fewer highly processed foods, and less added sugar. They also recommend full-fat dairy and healthy fats from sources like avocados, nuts, and olive oil. The guidelines offer advice for healthy eating and provide the foundation for federal nutrition programs and policies. Research shows most Americans don't follow the advice. Bob Agner reporting.
Warner Brothers again rejecting takeover bid from Paramount and telling shareholders to stick with a rival offer from Netflix. Warner's leadership repeatedly rebuffed Paramount's overtures and urged shareholders just weeks ago to support selling its streaming and studio business to Netflix for $72 billion. More details at srnnews.com.